I like tripas. I think they are, those tripas that we eat are from the cow.
Mm-hmm.
And they are fried, either they're fried or they're put in the oven. Mm-hmm. And they're very good.
Have you ever heard of
Who?
Chitlins?
No. Huh. No, I haven't.
Uh-huh. The person who kills and sells meat would be called a...
Who killed?
Who kills and sells meat. He'd be
butcher?
Called,
huh? A butcher?
Uh-huh. And if meat's been kept too long, you say it's...
Frozen?
Or if it, no, if it's gone bad, you say...
Oh, it's spoiled.
What about butter that had been kept too long and it didn't taste right?
It's rancid or... they're rancid, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about something you make out of flour? You fry three or four of these and eat them with syrup and butter?
Pancakes.
Okay. Any other name for them?
Batter cakes, we used to call them a long time ago. But mostly it's pancakes. Pancakes, mm-hmm. about, and I think there's another name for them, but I can't think of it.
Mm-hmm.
But usually we call them pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Say something was cooking and made a good impression on your office. You tell somebody just smell that. And you say, this isn't imitation maple syrup, this is...
Real.
But this is
genuine.
And when sugar was sold, not in packages, but when it was sold out of the barrel, you'd say it was sold...
By the pound.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear the expression sold loose or sold in bulk or in bulk?
In bulk, yes, but mm-hmm. not loose.
And a sweet spread you can put on toast in the morning. Be jam or...
Jelly.
And what you season your food with?
Salt or spices.
Or something black?
Pepper.
Uh-huh. And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, it'd tell you?
Give me an apple.
And you say, it wasn't these boys that did that. It must have been one of...
The others.
Okay. Did you ever say one of them boys?
No. No, I say that sounds funny. One of them boys, that's hillbilly talk.
Uh-huh.
No, I would say it wasn't any of these boys. It was that other boy or some of the other boys, some mm-hmm. of that other gang or some of that other crowd.
Mm-hmm. And
that's what I meant, now that I say crowd, that's what I meant about Mexico City being like Chicago, that it's too crowded.
Uh-huh.
That's what I try to tell you, and I couldn't think of the right word.
He said he doesn't live here, he lives...
Over there.
Uh-huh. What about yonder? You
over yonder? Uh-huh. I've heard that, yes, but I never use that word.
Uh-huh. And you tell someone, don't do it that way, do it...
This way.
And if you don't have any money at all, you're not rich, you're...
Poor.
And say if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach...
Orchard.
And say you ask someone if that's his orchard, you say, no, I'm just a neighbor. And he points to someone else and says, he's the man...
That owns it, or who owns it.
Okay. And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child...
Who was rich.
We're talking about the father being rich. Next door was a child, father was rich.
Whose father was rich.
Okay. And the kind of animal that barks.
Dog.
Okay. And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
Sick him.
Okay. What different, what would you call a mixed breed dog?